In his May 2005 UCLA lecture entitled Godzilla and Postwar Japan, Professor William Tsutsui quoted a 1985 survey of Americans in which they were asked to name three famous Japanese people. The results revealed much about how this still foreign country was perceived by its former enemy of 40 years before. The most popular responses were Emperor Hirohito, so far so good, Bruce Lee, news to him and his fellow Chinese, and Godzilla. While this last answer is somewhat confused as to what defines a person, it gave two valuable insights that a Far Eastern fictional dinosaur had now bestrode the Western world like a rampaging colossus, and that he was imbued with a recognizable personality, arguably even humanity, that encouraged respect, awe, and fanatical love across a truly global fan base. On one level, over time, the Godzilla movies became increasingly madcap escapism, a ringside seat for us to watch guys in rubber suits battering each other, as well as realistic miniature Tokyo cityscapes. The original inspiration for Godzilla's creation, however, was a somber and compelling mix of science fiction and devastating real-world tragedy.